Mecklenburg State Senator Dan Bishop was an early investor in Gab.com, the social media platform created as an alternative to traditional outlets like Twitter and Facebook. The alleged shooter in the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre, Robert Bowers, made numerous anti-Semitic posts on Gab, and the site has been temporarily shut down. WFAE's Steve Harrison has more.
In August 2017, Republican State Senator Dan Bishop wrote on Twitter that he would be investing in a new social media startup. So I'm about done with San Francisco thought police tech giants, and so I just invested in Gab. That's what Bishop wrote. It didn't get much attention at the time, as few people had heard of Gab. Of course, that's not the case anymore. In the wake of the Pittsburgh shooting, Gab has been under fire for allowing so-called hate speech to flourish. It's also become home to white supremacist Richard Spencer and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who's been banned from Twitter. The Daily Mail reported on Bishop's tweet Tuesday. Bishop wrote on Twitter Wednesday that he invested $500 in the company because Gab billed itself as a, quote, new unbiased social media platform. He said that he doesn't follow or use Gab, and that if it allows people to promote violence and racism, they, quote, misled investors and will be, quote, gone quickly. The North Carolina Democratic Party Tuesday said that Bishop, quote, must disavow the hateful rhetoric promoted by Gab and divest from the platform immediately. Bishop is running for re-election in Senate District 39 against Democrat Chad Stakowitz. Stakowitz released a statement that said Bishop was, quote, funding a platform for hate speech. At the time Bishop invested, Gab described itself as a champion of free speech. And a number of conservatives were upset at Twitter and Facebook's crackdown on what the company said were violations of their abusive behavior policy, believing it would create a slippery slope that would target Republicans. Since the shootings, Gab has said it's been working with the Department of Justice and FBI to bring justice to an alleged terrorist, but the site is not online, and network providers are refusing to serve it. Gab says this indicates it's a, quote, threat to the media and to the Silicon Valley oligarchy. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.